Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to season 2, episode 39 of Up Early for Everyone Else. It is Friday, July 2nd. Can you believe it? It is July. And can you believe that I only need one episode in the whole month of June? Like, can y'all believe that? Like, what is it, T. Monica? Where have you been? I had a very busy June, and to be honest, y'all, I have no idea what, I cannot begin to tell you all the things that I've been through, so I might be with you a little bit today, I might not, it depends. It is straight up 6:15 a.m. on the East Coast. I don't know what time you're listening to this, but it's 6:15 over here in beautiful Baltimore, Maryland, and it's raining like cats and dogs. I don't know, y'all. I am suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome. Like, oh my God, y'all. Like, if it's not one thing, it's another. And if y'all hear that noise in the background, it is the air conditioner. It is really loud. It's really big. It's really loud. And it's really cold in here. But if I turn it off, it's so damn hot and humid. If I turn it off, I will sit in here and bathe. Like a turkey, and we don't want to be. We want to be cool. We want to be nice, cool. But it was a lot. It's a lot of stuff that happened to me since, you know, I've last talked to you guys. And to be honest, I don't even know where to begin. Like, should I even begin, or should I just start anew and be like, "Welcome to episode 39"? You know, it was busy. It was really busy. I was tired a lot. I did have a scare. I've been back and forth to the doctors. It was just a pregnancy scare, y'all. It wasn't nothing major or anything. And I was sick. I was throwing up. The test came back negative. You know, I like to share everything with you guys. I rather share things with you guys than my actual people that I know in my life, because people that I know in my life can sometimes be a little bit judgmental. But that's okay, though. They think that they're helping, but they're really not, you know, and I'm sorry I have to put that out there. But sometimes, you know, it's best to shut up. Especially to somebody that's turning, like, 43 in a month. Like, 1 month from now, I'll be 43. And who advice am I going to take? I'll take advice. But I'm not taking judgment. You know, you don't sit high and look lonely. So I kind of kept that to myself. And I was kind of going through that. And I haven't been talking to nobody, you know, because I'm just sitting here by myself. And I did tell my mother. So it's just like who did I tell? I told my brother. You know, my brother knows everything. You know, my cousin, you know, she knows everything. So, not everything. They both of them don't know everything, but they know everything. And I was kind of, even though that I am older, I am wise. Yeah, well, I'm not wise in years, because if I did, I'm going to have that scare. But I just felt like that I had to go through that by myself. And it kind of hits you. Like, I know it's been something that I've been wanting for a while, and that I have been working my ass off to actually get to, you know, this pregnancy or whatever, as far as, like, dieting, changing my eating. I'm not even going to call it dieting. I'm calling it a healthy lifestyle change. And my blood pressure is great. Like, everything is great. You know, I'm trying to get this diabetes under control. Like, I slipped up, y'all. Like, I really slipped up because I was craving bread. So I've been eating a lot of bread, and that's not good. And my diabetes this morning, I put my finger, was 230. But you guys know that I have got down to like 150, 124, 180, 177. That's an accomplishment to me. So it's just like I have fudged up so bad like the past couple of days. Like, I went to Cheesecake Factory on, what was that, Wednesday? Yeah, Tuesday we went to the casino. Wednesday I had Cheesecake Factory. I had, I ordered the lasagna verde. First of all, I ordered the fried calamari. It was not good. And I was telling my mother, it's kind of hard going from eating at Gordon Ramsay to going to eat at Cheesecake Factory. Not knocking Cheesecake Factory at all, but it's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? It's totally different. And if you're a foodie like me, it's totally different on a palate. So I ordered this drink called the Georgia Peach. I get that every time I go to Cheesecake Factory. Like, I love the Georgia Peach. I want to try something else, but I'm the type of person, if I don't like something, I'm sending it back. Just like I sent back the fried calamari. The fried calamari was not good at all. It didn't have any flavor. It was dry. It was greasy. Like, the grease that they put the fried calamari on a napkin or whatever, then they put it on the plate or whatever, and the grease was still. And so I told the young lady, I said, well, I don't like it. You know, Cheesecake Factory also got that good bread. And I told the young lady, I said, I don't like it. And she was like, well, why don't you like it, you know? And I'm like, dude. And she kept asking all these questions. I'm like, just take the shit away. I don't like it. Like, why are you standing here questioning me about why don't I like it? But I guess I'm like, it don't taste good. And I really didn't want to tell her, like, you know what, ma'am? I eat every Friday and Saturday night at Ramsay. So your food is disgusting. That was disgusting. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to say that. I just told her that it was dry. She was like, it's a consistency, texture, da da da. I'm like, girl, if you don't get the fuck out of my face before you wear a goddamn calamari. But you can't say that. You can't say that. But I've eaten bread, and then I was sitting there trying to decide what I wanted to order. First of all, when I got in there, I like to sit at the bar. The bar was closed. I had no idea. So this bitch looks at me in the face, and instead of her coming over and telling me that the section was closed, I sat there like a dummy until the manager came over. I'm like, y'all are late and y'all are disgusting. Y'all really pissing me the fuck off. So I ordered the lasagna verde. Now, mind you, it's like I'm doing keto. I still eat my chicken and I eat fish and I seafood. But I also got to do my keto as well because I'm watching my carb intake. So I ordered the vegetarian lasagna, and it's really delicious. But unbeknownst to me, it's actual fucking noodles. The girl tells me, she said, oh, you wouldn't like it. It's not real lasagna. And I'm looking at her like, what the hell you mean it's not real lasagna? What the fuck? You know? And she goes, it's like vegetables, zucchini. I said, I'm a vegetarian. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'm not a full vegetarian, but all I eat is chicken and fish. That's all I eat, chicken, fish, crab cakes, shrimp. So, you know, every once in a while I have a turkey burger or something like that if I have a taste for it, but it's rare. And I'm looking at this little girl, I'm just like, I will like it. Like, you cannot judge a book by its cover. Just because I'm a big girl does not mean that you never sit here and think that I don't eat vegetables. I was going to order a salad, but what the hell am I going to go to Cheesecake Factory for and order a salad? But needless to say, I was sitting there eating, and I saw dessert come for the table in front of me. And the strawberry shortcake stole my heart. It's three biscuits, right? And I thought it was whipped cream, but it's ice cream. And it's whipped topping and has strawberries. It is delicious. And I couldn't eat it all. So I'm walking through the mall. I'm drinking my water and everything. I get home. I prick my finger. My sugar is through the roof. Glucose level is through the roof. My glucose has been through the roof all week. And it's because I'm not watching what I'm eating. You know, and I get upset with myself because I'm like, okay, I've been eating a lot of bread. And Monica, you know, you're not supposed to eat bread. But I'm just like, well, goddamn. You got to have some carbohydrates, right? So I figured, like, you know, I don't eat it all the time. I mean, like, once a day. And it fucks me up for the whole day. So now it's like, I really have to get back on track because my birthday is coming. And I have a lot of stuff planned for my birthday. Like, where is it at? My gynecologist, I just looked at my schedule for September, but my gynecologist is leaving. I have to find a new gynecologist, and I really don't like that. And I can tell them, like, I really don't like the fact that I love this gynecologist, and you guys are taking her away from me. So I have to call down there. I'm going to email my gynecologist and ask her, like, is it kosher that you can tell me where you're going so I can follow you? Like, if you're going out of state, I can't follow you. If you're going out of Baltimore, I can't follow you. But I remember the last time when I talked to my doctor, which was last month, I said, please don't leave me. you know, and I wrote her Google review and everything. And I'm just like, are you getting your own practice? And what's the taste does? I need to know. And I think that they should let clients, patients know where their doctors are going. So they have that choice of following them. Because I love Mercy. Mercy is my hospital. Mercy is where I want to have my BEs. But, you know, I think I'm going to give it one more college try and see what happens and go from there, because that's why I want to have my babies. Mercy is a baby hospital. It's a woman's hospital, you know. It's ran by the nuns, Mercy nuns. So you can't get more women than that, right? But anyway, I have a lot of things planned for my birthday. Like, I'll have a brunch on that August the 1st. And then I'm going to have dinner at the Ocean Air Seafood Room. And that's Saturday. And then I'm going to have dinner at Soda Sopra. It's like this Italian restaurant down on 12th Street. But I really think that everyone gets Soda Sopra. My aunt went there. She was telling how nice it was. My aunt's a doctor. And she was with this gentleman. I guess he makes good money too. And I really want to go there. So I really have to look into going to Soda Sopra. So it's like, I really want to go to all three. I'm going to go to Rusty Skepper for brunch, if Rusty Skepper had, because as of yesterday, Maryland lifted all of their restrictions due to COVID, you know, the COVID restrictions, mask mandates. You still have to wear your mask on the bus if you catch public transportation. I'm pretty sure you have to wear it on a plane. Pretty sure you probably have to be on the train, but I don't know, because I'm not really traveling this year. But number one, I don't have nobody to travel with. So once I settle down, get my boyfriend, maybe my boyfriend can travel, but I'm really not traveling this year like that. I do have one more vacation that's coming up. But anyway. What else? You still have to wear masks on Ubers and Lyft. In certain stores, in certain jurisdictions. So it's really up to the people that own their businesses to decide if you want to wear your mask or not here in Maryland. But I know some people just ditch the mask. But it's people that's what I've walked. I actually walked around the mall for a little bit the other day without a mask on. It felt weird. And then when I got around people, I kind of put my mask up. And, you know, I don't know. It's something that you got to get used to. But anyway, nonetheless, I have a lot planned for my birthday, so I'm trying to decide, should I go to Ocean Air Seafood Room or should I go to Soda Sopra? We'll see. But I got to get everything down. I got to lose a couple pounds. I got to get this diabetes down before my birthday, because I really want some cake and ice cream. I really want to eat the cake and ice cream without being feeling guilty. All right, how time is it? Well, how far are we in? With 13 minutes in. That's pretty good. Okay, so let's chat about the verses that went down last night. If you guys do not know, there's during the quarantine time, Swizz Beatz and Timbaland started like this verses battle between, you know, like first, I think the first verses battle I saw was like Babyface and Teddy Riley. So it's just like artists competing up against their catalog. I don't know how many songs they did. I think they do like about 20 songs, because the first set the guy said last night was 10. So I think they do 20 songs. And the music, actually, what they played last night, you can actually go on, I don't know if you go on Tidal, but you can't go on Apple. Apple Music has the music that they played last night. And last night, y'all, was Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat. Oh my God. I watched the whole thing. I was so sleepy. And so sad, because the last one I watched was the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire, and I fell asleep. I couldn't hang. But then again, I think it was on Easter Sunday. I think that one was on Easter Sunday. And I think me and my mom, we went out to brunch. I had champagne that morning. And then we went to the casino afterwards, because we always go to brunch and then we'll go to the casino. That's the thing that we do. And I couldn't hang. I really couldn't hang last night. So it was like as soon as verses went off, I fell asleep. I was knocked out, you know. Now, woke up this morning. I tried to get myself on a sleep pattern, but I know as I do the show, I know I'm going to go lay down and on the couch and curl my butt back to sleep because, like, I don't know what's going on with myself. But like I said, I'm trying to get myself on a sleep schedule. But that versus last night took me back. You can go online. I think it's an Triller. Is it called Triller app? And Versus, you can follow Versus on Instagram. And I think that's the only place that you can look at Triller and Instagram. And it's really, really popular because at first it used to be just like people doing the music. Like they would be in one part of the state or another part of the country or somewhere else. But now since all the restrictions have been lifted, they're actually in the same room now. Like they're doing like mini concerts. And it's awesome. And the last one that came on was Soulja Boy and Little Bow Wow. And I didn't watch that one because I'm not a fan of neither. So, I mean, I know their music, but that's for someone that's younger than me. You know, I mean, I used to listen to Bow Wow songs when I was growing up. But, you know, back in the day, but it wasn't like I ran out there and got anything from his catalog or something. But, like, you can find something maybe Bow Wow-ish on my playlist. But now, you're not going to find that. Because 43-year-old Monica is different from 23-year-old Monica. You know, Bow Wow been out for a long time. So, we actually, like, watched Bow Wow grow up. We all grew up together. But that's not my kind of music. You know, I listen to, like, I listen. But, I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way and download no catalog. You know? But the Versus was awesome. It took me back. And I'm looking at the dates. Like, some of this music came out in the 80s. And I was like 10, 9, 8 listening to this music. And I'm listening to it like, what the hell was I doing? But music was so much better back then. You know, like, I was listening to a Bobby Brown song this morning. And it's called If It Ain't Good Enough. I think that's what it's called. I don't want to. Let me see what it's called. Because I had no idea what he was talking about. Yeah, it's called Good Enough. And when I was younger, I used to sing that song all the time. But this is when I was like getting a little bit older. And I'm listening to the song like, oh, okay. You know, and it really like, it really took me back to simple times. And he sang We Got Something in Common with Whitney Houston, Make Sure You Rest in Peace. And I cried. It was such a sentimental moment for me because Bobby Brown has been through so much. You know, him and Keith Sweat, they both been through so much and they managed to come out there and put on one hell of a show last night. And one of the guys, I don't know if it was Tink or Pressure P, they brought out at the last minute talking about giving them their flowers while they could smell them. We give Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat their flowers. Like, I don't know what nobody's talking about. We give them their props on a daily. Like, I listen to them all the time. I don't know about nobody else. But needless to say, y'all, it was wonderful. I laughed. I cried. I sang. I forgot the verse of the song. So did Bobby Brown. But needless to say, we was singing in Latin wrong. I laughed. I had a really good time. And then the after show with Avion Crockett and Spice Adams was off the chain. Because they are two comedians. And they both do, like, the after show. Like, Avion Crockett, I hope he's saying this name right. Avion Crockett, he's a kick-ass dynamite comedian. Like, he is so underrated. Like, I love him. He is so good. He is really good. And he and Spice Adams, they both do, they, you know, mock the show. You know, they, Avion was Keep Sweat and the DJ. And Spice Adams is Bobby Brown. So it was just like Spice Adams was laughing so hard at Avion doing his impressions of the DJ and Keith Sweat that he was crying. But I think it was more so him like imitating the DJ. And it was so funny because that's how the DJ was acting. He had like the same clothes and everything. And it was a really good show. I just want to shout out Swizz Beatz and Timbaland for like bringing that to us because it was only during the quarantine. And now everybody wants to see people do it. They're like, who are the next verses that you want to see? And this verse is kind of snuck up on us because they usually do one for holidays, but this one kind of snuck up on us. Because I was watching something, and I was like, oh my God, verses of Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown. And I just found out about it this week. So it was really, really good. Kudos to everybody who's been holding it down for the verses, because y'all are doing a really good job. Okay, so I did my diabetic minute. I just want to know how y'all been holding up in this seat. I have not been doing good. Like, I went out every day this week, and I think I'm staying home today, but I'm going out tomorrow. But it yesterday I went to the nail shop, and it was really bad storms ahead. I left up out of here 1:15 yesterday. I didn't get home to almost 6 o'clock yesterday. My nail tech was so busy yesterday. I had an appointment at 2 o'clock. I did not get seen until 3. I did not get, it was a mess. But needless to say, I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't have anything to do. So she kept asking, you have anything to do, anywhere to go? And I'm like, you working today? And I'm like, uh-oh. Like, no. But then, like, she asked me, because I know that the other people would probably give her hell. I don't know. Because I seriously would doubt it if she would have came to my pedicure and did somebody else's nails. So she just waited until, you know, she did those two fillings or whatever she was doing. Then she came and got me, and she told the other girl what was going on. Oh my God, I was like, really? Okay. But the other two ladies, their disposition, I don't think they would have waited like I did. And I was there from like 2 to 5:30. And then I came home and I ate. It was like 6 o'clock when I got out, because different word was going off and Cosby was coming on. And Bill Cosby has been freed. I was trying to listen to Tariq Nasheed last night, but I fell asleep because I was tired. And I'm going to listen to him later on today and see what he has to say about the Bill Cosby situation. But I don't want to touch it. But I'm glad that he's out. But my heart also goes out to the victims. Like, how do you say that my heart goes out to the victims? Because I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the case. But how did I not touch it? But anyway, yesterday when I went to the nail shop, we had thunderstorm warnings in effect for Maryland, and they were really bad. And they were like, I was watching Channel 13. I love Channel 13. I love Meg McNamara and Tim Williams and what's his name, Marty Bass. I think that's his name. Yeah, Marty Bass. And I don't know the girl's name that's on Channel 13 with Tim Williams, but she was off yesterday. And now I'm going to sit here, and now it's going to drive me nuts because I want to know what her name is. I guess I hate when I know somebody. Channel 13. Baltimore Inquirer at, what is her name? What is her name? What happened to Nicole Baker? What happened to Nicole Baker? She's on there. Mark Viviano. Wait a minute, y'all. Okay, Mark Rubella did get fired, but now she is on. Oh, so she is married. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sorry, y'all. Okay, so they don't know nothing about her. $56,000. Okay. All right, I just want to know what's the chick name? Now, I hate it when I click onto something and well, everybody knows she has a really big chest. But what is the name of the, oh God. Oh God, y'all. Let's see. Where is she? I don't see her. I think I believe I'm there she go. Is that her? It's her right here. Lynn Booth. That's me. It took me forever to figure out her chick name because I was reading and everything. But they were saying that storms were coming when the time I left for the nail shop. So I got to the nail shop, it just started to drizzle. So by the time I got to the chair, oh my God, that rain came, the storm clouds came, it was a mess. Needless to say, by the time I got home, the sun was out. It just looked like Jesus was coming. It looked like the sky was about to part and Jesus was about to come down. That's how bad it looked on the way home yesterday. But I was kind of upset because I had ordered food already to be delivered to the house. And I got an Uber and all of that in one breath, the sun came out. I was like, well, damn, I could have went to the grocery store and saved about $15, $20, you know, because I spent almost $40. I spent a lot of money yesterday. I spent a lot of money. I did. I really did. But all right, unemployment update. So as you all know that, if you don't know, I'm not to tell you guys that Governor Hogan, a friend of ours, he's one of our best buddies. He decided last month, June 3rd, to end unemployment, federally enhanced unemployment benefits for all Marylanders, July the 3rd, which is tomorrow. So tomorrow, the federal program expired. He's returning $1.5 billion to the government. Free money. He's returning to the government, right? So this is the tea, but that's not the tea on the game. This is the tea, y'all. So now the unemployment workers in Maryland have filed suit. They have a pro bono lawyer. I forgot the guy's name. I've been filing the story because, as you all know, I'm unemployed as well. I do receive residuals from my novel, but it does not, I do not make enough money to the point where I even have to like claim anything. Like my unemployment check is bigger than, you know, my residuals from my book. So he decided the week this week, they had a hearing this week. So he decides, him and Tiffany Robinson decide that they want the hearing to be heard in a federal court. But I don't know what happened yesterday because I was at the nail shop and so much other stuff on the news happened between the storms and President Biden going down to Florida for his remarks and Trump, the Trump organization in deep shit. I really didn't pay any attention to what happened, but they said that it has been moved back to the circuit court. There's a hearing today, but it's no longer a federal court. And we will know today at 7 p.m., probably before that, what's going to happen as far as like, you know, are Marylanders still going to receive their unemployment? Because there are people who have not received anything. there's a whole bunch of crap that's going on in the system. Like, the system is corrupt. Like, and every day I wake up and I go to the group, you know, just to keep abreast of what's going on. And so many people have been locked, and I've been there, and I feel so bad for this week because I was locked out of my account for identity fraud. So I had to give them my social security card, my ID, and I was calling, and it told me that it'll work itself out. And I let a whole week go past. And wait a minute, it's not working itself out. I still can't file. So another 2 weeks, it got me through to the young lady. And I finally got all my money back at once. So it's like, I know what they're going through. Like, y'all, I absolutely, positively know what y'all are going through. And my heart goes with you. And that's why, this is why I don't understand. Like, why are you even giving away back $1.5 billion in money? That's not even yours. It's not yours. And his response, oh, there's plenty of jobs out there. Go get a job. That's his response. And that was kind of like my Uber driver's response the other day. Oh, y'all need to go back to work. To what? I don't want to do hair no more. Like, a lot of people have realized that for the past 15 months that they don't want to do what they did anymore. You know, and we know unemployment is not going to last forever, but I'll be damned if I'm going to go work at a 5 and 9. I'll be damned. I'm not going back to doing hair. No, I don't want to do that no more. I want to take the last 2 months of this and enjoy my summer and finally realize what is it that I want to do. You know, what is it that I want to do for the rest of my life? And I already know what I want to do. So I don't think that it was fair for him to make that call to decide what thousands upon thousands of Marylanders are going to do as far as like their kids, people's homes are being taken away from them. The moratorium was up 2 days ago. You know that. So, no, our moratorium was up in August. I think it's in August. So people are behind on rent, credit card bills. They have to put food on the table. People with their medical bills, medical supplies. So I don't know what that man was thinking. He living high off the hog. Talking about we living off the high off the hog for what? Motherfucker for what? And I used to turn motherfucker loosely. But, you know, I really don't care for politicians at all. I mean, if y'all love them, y'all can just get off of here now. If you feel the same way I do, because I never knew that they were that corrupt until this pandemic, then I realized that, oh, y'all ain't shit. None of y'all ain't shit. And I tell you to your face, you ain't shit. I mean that shit. I'm sorry. With this January 6th insurrection, and they don't want to, the GOP don't want to investigate. Let's say I go rob a store, right, and I got away with it, and I nominate myself to investigate myself. That's what that's why they don't want to investigate nothing. That's why they don't want to do it. How you want to get somebody to, how you want to investigate yourself? You're going to look fucking stupid investigating yourself. Lord, I need to find me something to eat, y'all. I mean, but yeah, so the update on the unemployment, we won't know anything until tonight at 7. Hopefully before 7, but hopefully what they're doing is they're going to put a restraining order against them to stop. And everybody keeps saying, oh, do the right thing. He's not going to do the right thing because he's a businessman and he's listening to his business cronies. And, you know, they want people to come out of Ocean City and serve them for the rest of the summer. They want people to serve them in them 5 and 9 restaurants, you know, and I ain't got time for that. They want us to work at Walmart, Target. Who wants to work? My back is awful, so I'm not going to be working at no damn Target, Walmart. I'm sorry. But that's what they want to do. They want you to do what they want you to do. And in any other states where the unemployment has been dropped, there has not been an uptick in job reports. Like, it's the same. It's the same. You know, the numbers the unemployment numbers collectively are down a little bit, but additional 3 million people applied last week. And they were saying yesterday that Maryland had more people apply for unemployment, But they need to reevaluate that because, you know, the system is so fucking jacked up. Like, you have people who they're told to reapply. So if you already have a case that's open, they tell you to reapply, and then they lock you out. You know, that's the part. That's why they got a lawsuit against their asses. And they actually have two lawsuits. Indiana won their lawsuit. Let me see what's going on in Indiana in that Annapurna lawsuit, because I heard that somebody said they tried to reverse it or something. So let's see what they're saying. Yeah, Attorney General appeals judges ruling to continue unemployment benefits. That was in Judge Ruth, pandemic unemployment benefits must continue. And this is in Indiana. Yeah. Oh, thank you for giving me two free articles. A Marion County judge has temporarily halted a Marion County judge has temporarily halted Governor Eric Holcomb's order to stop providing federal pandemic unemployment benefits. Meaning those benefits will continue to flow out of work wages for the time being. Judge John Hansley issued the order Friday, less than 2 weeks after the faith group Concerned Clergy in Indianapolis and four individuals filed a lawsuit challenging Holcomb's decision to end the benefits early. The judge's order lasts until the lawsuit, which targets Indiana Department of Workforce Development Commissioner Frederick Payne, makes its way through the court system and reaches a final order. Holcomb's office told Indy Star it will be working with the Indiana Attorney General's office and Department of Workforce Development to appeal the order. Wow, the state of Indiana took appropriate steps to terminate its participation in the federal pandemic unemployment programs, our spokesperson for the governor said. Indy Star also has requested from concerned clergies of Indianapolis. The unemployment benefits were initiated as part of the CARES Act, a federal stimulus package created by Congress that was meant to give the American economy a financial lifeline as it weathered the COVID-19 pandemic. The benefits were authorized to continue until September the 9th. In May, the governor announced that his government will stop distributing the benefits by June 19th. Indiana joined about two dozen most Republican-led states that made similar announcements. See, that's why we fucked up. So now, you know, Maryland, you fucked up, right? Don't even try and run for anything Republican in Maryland, because I think we all learned our fucking lesson from this right here. In this order, Hanley said the decision placed the governor and Payne in violation of their statutory duties. Plaintiffs state that the loss of benefits provided to them under CARES Act will result in inability to pay rent, utilities, necessary living expenses, and medical care, face possible eviction, and limited opportunities for necessary and affordable child care. That's the truth because, okay, so you had, let's just say June 3rd comes. You're totally blindsided, right? And you're waiting on this money that's going to get you through the summer while you're looking for jobs, getting back and forth, paying for gas. See, that's what people don't understand. People think, oh, you're lazy. Let me tell you something. I'm not thinking for nobody. But yes, bitch, I'm lazy, okay? I'm lazy. Do I want to work? Fuck you. Fuck no. That's my business. What I want to do with my unemployment that I stood on my fucking feet for, bitch, and work for. You goddamn right I'm lazy. And it's none of your business. Because when I'm ready to go out there and get a job, I got a job. First of all, I'm a published author, motherfucker. And I can't help it if you picked the piss-ass job, because it was one guy that wrote, oh, yeah, these people need to go back to work because I'm tired of being overloaded with work. But, bitch, I can't help it if you work in a restaurant. If we go back to work, it's not going to be in no restaurants or nothing. And that's what people don't understand. A lot of these people have lost their jobs making six figures. Some of these people lost their jobs making, like, good money. Why would you expect for somebody that was making $17 an hour to go back to making $11 an hour? That's not living. Or $25, $30. That's not living. A lot of people lost their businesses. Come on now. Y'all got to get better than that. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody sitting at home high the hog. Let me tell you something. I'm lazy, but I'm not speaking for nobody else but me. But I am going to say this. It's cruel that you're going to do that shit to somebody at the 25th fucking hour, you mean fat bitch. I am so sorry. Excuse my language, but that's mean. That was mean. It was cruel. And how did that bitch sleep at night? Oh, let me guess. On his king size bed with them fluffy pillows in his $1 million mansion, you heartless whore. I'm sorry. I don't like you at all. I did. I don't like you because I don't like what you done did to people. You put people in a bind. You make people panic. Hey, man, Tiffany Robinson, both of you. Oh, everything's going well. No, the fuck it's not. Well, you need to join the unemployment group and you need to hear these people's stories. These people have stories that they want to tell. They don't have the means. But someone came along and heard everybody's prayers and cries and they decided to take on this case because it's wrong. It's morally wrong. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with all of y'all? And I know about it. Has anybody ever asked a motherfucker that? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Does anybody got the balls to ask them that? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's all you have to ask a motherfucker is what the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Well, get it the fuck together, college graduates. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? This is why I don't do politics no more, because it irritates my soul. It irritates my soul. So I want to talk about the BET Awards, but I don't know anything. I don't know anybody, anything about the BET Awards. I'm not going to talk about it. But I do want to talk about Surfside, Florida. Let's pull that up. Let's see what's going on. Okay, here we go. This is what I want to be. This is what my good friends at CNN. I don't get the 5 things from CNN no more. I really don't. This looks horrible. Oh my God, guys. This is from over at CNN. Officials are considering demolishing the rest of the Champlain Tower South as operations continue and sections that crumbled to the ground a week ago. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Thursday evening. I know that they said that some firefighters from Maryland have gone down to assist because they need all the help they can get. But work on debris was halted for much of the day as engineers assessed the structure still standing. The mayor told reporters at an evening news conference that operations resumed by 4:45 p.m. Given our ongoing safety concerns about the integrity of the building, we're continuing to restrict access to the collapsed zone, she said. Engineers are conducting ongoing testing and evaluations of the site to expand the search into more areas as it becomes safe to do so. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief said crews were working in 3 of 9 grids. The mayor said officials need to make the decision about unlikely demolition extremely carefully and methodically, taking into consideration the impact it could have on existing tower rubble. It's been a week, and I remember sitting here writing when it came across my phone, and I was like, what the hell are they talking about? Because it was another, a bridge that collapsed in D.C., I think a day or two before, and like, what is going on? So now, this, my heart and my prayers and goes out to these people, the families, the loved ones, because as each day passes, the likelihood of finding somebody alive, it's really grim. But let's just hope and pray that someone, anybody, they said there could be pockets, but it's a storm is coming this weekend, next week, and with winds up to 40 miles per hour. So they're going to have to halt everything. So we'll see what happens, you guys. All right. Let me see. What are we at? All right. I think we got enough time. Let's do that. Okay. So I don't know what to think, you guys. I'm just heartbroken about the whole situation. And I've been keeping up with everything that's been going on, and I hope that you guys have been keeping up too. Alright, so the gag this morning is, I saw a tweet from one of my groups, which it was a tweet from Terry McMillan, and it was about her receiving a royalty check for $238 for a House of Governor group back. from a novel she wrote in 1998. She said, "It can happen to you." I was inspired to by her post because I'm so glad someone posted, because I have been really down in the dumps about reaching a plateau. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing, but every artist goes through it, and sometimes you need the encouragement. So here I am writing Love's Holiday Saga in my 40s. It might not be popular until I'm in my late 40s, early 50s. Dreams and goals have no time set. It really doesn't, and I really needed to hear that. But also, what I want to tell you guys is that I have nothing planned for the 40s. Not a damn thing. I got this, but I got to grab something because I'm not pausing for nothing. I'm eating this. I am not pausing. I don't want to pause. If I pause or eat, then I'm going to get sleep and I ain't going to finish. So, anyway. I had an episode called Stop Trying to Make Fetch Happen. This is part two. And what I mean by that, I got different meanings. And Gretchen was trying to make fetch happen. She kept saying, "Oh, that's fetch." And Regina, the head and girl kept telling her, "Stop trying to make fetch happen." And what I mean by that is that stop trying to make fetch happen. Stop trying to do stuff that I don't care about. You know what I'm saying? That's how I make what happen. You know? What's the tea? But this is what I did the other day. So, for the past couple weeks, I've been going to the business now. And I actually want money. Not life changing money, but made my bank account look kind of good money. And I made a fatal mistake. I put it online. Well, a couple weeks ago, I put it online. In the sign. But this week, I don't know. So I got an inbox from my friend. I'm sorry, friend, if you're listening. But this is how I feel. I got a message from my son. I said, they didn't message me. I'm not saying no names. And I haven't seen this friend in years. I'm gonna break it down to you, years. This year, what is this, 2021? I probably haven't seen this friend in about 10 years. But, no, I'm lying. Maybe less than that. It's been a long time because I really don't have anything to do with people anymore like that. I guess that relationships flow. You know, I'm not the type to reach out to people because I did that when I was younger. I can reach out to people all the time. I should always be the first person to reach out. Always used to be the first person to miss you. Always been the first person to where you've been. How you been? How you know? How you pissing? How you shit? That was me. So, let me take a break now. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. And, like I said, relationships flow. So I always say that phone works both ways. And I don't give a damn who get mad about what I have to say. It's my show. You don't like it? Your own show. So it kind of lets me know
where I am, or where I stand in people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't hear from you, that means I'm not important to you. I know what I'm saying. Mine's like, well, you're not reaching out either. They may not be that, they may not be that, you may not be that important to you, and they may not be that important to you as well. But if you were my friend, you would call me to see how I'm doing. I'm your friend. I'm tired of doing that. I'm tired. I ain't doing that anymore. I'm not doing that no more. Forget it. So, I'm saying that to say this. One of my friends invited me and asked me, I was like, I love you, I miss you. How do you respond to that, to somebody you haven't seen in years? Or what would you say? Like, what would you say to someone you haven't seen or heard from in a while? And my screen time was up 171% for an average of 4 hours and 35 minutes a day. That's because I'm writing a novel. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. But, how would you respond to somebody you hadn't seen in years? And the last time you talked to them, they asked for money. Wouldn't that be a red flag when I play for you? It's a red flag when I play for me. Because I am not as trusting as I used to be. You know, oh my God, I love you, I miss you. Hello, how you doing? Are you in? Okay. But the last time that I spoke to this person, he asked for money. And what a coincidence, Monica won money this week at the casino, and you won a new job. I said, okay, we can meet up. We can meet up. I wanted to say I'm at the casino every Friday or Saturday night. At the bar. You can come down there. Where else are we going to go? Let me tell you something. Everybody always want to hang out with me. But when it's time to hang out with me, nobody has money. Okay? I don't do things that normal people do, okay? I drink champagne just because I have a taste for it. I don't wait for a special occasion to have a glass of champagne. I'm not waiting for a vacation to have a glass of champagne. I'm not waiting for my birthday. What am I making for my birthday? Why am I having another vacation? I don't do that. I want a glass of champagne and a crab cake at the bar, at the casino, in Gordon Ramsay. I'm eating me a crab cake. And I'm going to drink a glass of champagne. I don't want to go in my bank account, pull out some money, go to the casino. I'm going to go to the casino. If I want to go, I really want to go to Kobe's. I was supposed to say Benihana, but we don't have a Benihana here. I really want to go to Kabuto. I want to go to Kabuto. I don't know if you can eat in Kabuto. I think you can eat in Kabuto. Now they're like, oh, I want to hang out, I want to hang out, I want to hang out. Okay, let's go to Kabuto. Let's go get sushi. Radio silence. Let me tell you something. The last time I went out on a group outing, I said I would never do this shit again. Number one, everybody complain about going to Kobe's. I'm like, y'all, Kobe's don't cost that much, y'all. Kobe's is inexpensive, y'all. You can pay $19.99 for chicken and shrimp and lo mein noodles and rice. I understand you have priorities. But like I was telling a friend of mine, I told him, I said, listen, I want to be able to save my money for things or live for things and have money and still enjoy life. I don't understand the correlation. I know I'm single college. Oh, I'm saving money, but I can't spend no money. Huh? What are you working for?
That's my mindset.
I could not imagine working and saving and not being able to do anything.
I thought the name of the game was work smart, not hard.
When you work hard, you play harder. But I thought that was the game, you know?
So I say that to say this. Every time somebody wants to go, I'm going to Gucci hang out. You already know what I like to do. I'm not going out dancing. Who the fuck want to go to a club nowadays, y'all? Who the fuck wants to go out dancing? You can dance in your house, but you're not coming to my house to dance with me.
But anyway, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. I don't know.
I can't describe like how, you know, you haven't seen somebody in forever and you claim that you love them and you miss them. And the thing about it is, y'all, it's like I'm not gonna put forth no effort into anything. And I know that may sound mean, but y'all don't know the people that I know, you know. Mm-mm. And it's not like I remember, like, what are we going to talk about? Like, if we're not talking about taking over the world, if we're not talking about dominating the industry, if we're not talking about businesses, if we're not talking about equity, we're not talking about buying this, buying that, or your dreams or your goals and all that, I don't want to talk to you. I really don't. What Puffy Love say the other day, don't bother me, I'm working, basically. He said, if you're not calling me with some good news, and we ain't talking about businesses, we're not talking about, I'm paraphrasing, like taking over the world and stuff like that, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear what he said, she said, they said. That's what I told my friend. I don't want to be involved in no stupid shit. I don't want to hear no gossip, because small-minded people discuss small-minded things. I talk, my dreams make people uncomfortable. And that's a good thing. When you can sit at the table and talk about your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, your inspiration, things that get you out of bed in the morning. You know what I mean? I want to hear about stuff like that. I want to hear my next move, my next job move, my next, you know, I want to hear about that. I want to sit around and gather ideas of how Monica going to publish this, the next book, or how we can launch Monica, you know, launching Monica into a new tax bracket, or they launch into a new tax bracket. I don't want to gossip. You know what I'm saying? And I remember one of my old co-workers had said something to me about what my old co-workers said. And I said, I haven't talked to that bitch since the pandemic, before the pandemic. I blocked her. Like, yo, like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Grow the fuck up. I don't want to talk about, first of all, you spread information that's not motherfucking true, first of all. And you don't know me from fucking Facebook, y'all. You don't. And a lot of people, I've said this, a lot of people went to this pandemic and came out the same. Life is too fucking short. Life is too fucking short for you to sit around and talk small things with small people with small minds. That's not happening no more with me. You know, if you're not talking about places that you travel or places you want to travel, or talk about things that's relevant. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear nothing about, she said this about me, and I was like, I don't understand why my family treated me that way. Cut them off then, bitch, shit. Cut them off. So if anybody's making you feel uncomfortable, cut them off. Family or no family, shit. Excuse me. Gosh, I don't want to hear that stuff, y'all. I don't. Catch up on what? There's nothing going on in your life that's interesting to me. I'm sorry. And like I said, I let relationships flow. Like, I let them flow. Because I let them flow. I let them flow.
And I let the person decide where you want to be. Because I'm always here. I'm the same money. You know, I just, my goals got a little bit bigger. You know, but I mean, like, if you want to discuss, and I'm not going nowhere where I got to walk. You forget that. You can forget that. I'm going to go to the restaurant, get out the car, get in the restaurant, leave out the restaurant, get in the car. I'm not doing no walking around or in the harbor. I'm not doing none of that kid shit. Please be careful when you ask me to do anything, though, because I just don't feel like dealing with kid stuff. If I want to do kid stuff, I would go to Chuck E. Cheese's with the kids. I would go to Dave & Buster's with the kids. But when I'm with another adult, I want to do adult stuff. I want to talk adult stuff. You know? But hey, stop trying to make fetch happen. But that's just me. So I'm thinking that hopefully my friend did not contact me because they saw that I want money on Facebook. And if you're listening, friend, please don't embarrass yourself. Okay? Because the answer is no. All right, y'all. Y'all have been up early before everyone else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. It is Friday, July the 2nd. Have a happy 4th. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend with your family and your friends. I will be back on July the 6th. And we will talk more about the unemployment. And I'll let you guys know about Maryland's unemployment. Like, did we get an extension? Or are we all going to be pissed poor broke during the summer? Which I hope we don't have to be. I hope that everything works out for the better for you, your family, your friends, and everybody. Don't forget to tell your family and your friends about me. Like, share, comment, subscribe. You know, let's take this to another level. Let's get this to the politicians so they know we don't give a damn about them either. All right, y'all. Y'all take care and enjoy your holiday.